Carolyn Shbein Tosafur Shalema Baruch Tzvi and Rivka Basi Chai Moshe Megolda Besor Sharcha Yisrael Parshas Matos Masei Tavshin Ayin Zayin. Here we go. I just want to talk a little bit about a curse of Tov. The Kadosh Baruch Hu commands Moshe Rabbeinu in Pergamon Aleph Pasuk Aleph. Adav Hashem Moshe Leimor Nikom Nigmas Bnei Yisrael Meis Hamidyonim Achar Teyase Belamecha. You're taking the Kama, take revenge for Klal Yisrael from the Minyonim. Afterwards, we'll be brought into your people. We know famously that Moshe Rabbeinu actually does not go himself. And we know this is actually brought down in the Medrash. Look in the Medrash Tanchuma. Kadosh Baruch Hu Omar La Moshe, Nikom Nigmas Bnei Yisrael, Osa Ba'atzmecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu commands Moshe to take vengeance, take Nekama against the Midyanim. And Medrash says, Hu Meshalech Acherim? And he sends others, he sends Pinchas, he sends all these thousands of people, Aleph Amata, the Pasuk says the Pasuk Vav. What does the Medrash say? Elokeven Shenizkal Adav Midyan, Amar Eino Din Shani Mitzat Miyatzer Lahem Sh'Oso Bitova. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, do you want to know, the Medrash says, you want to know why Moshe sent others, send Pinchas and not himself? Because he had a Karas Tov, because he grew up in Midyan, when he ran away from Paro. And did that, he didn't want to be able to strike a blow to the people that he grew up by. And even though it was years later, and probably wasn't even the same people, Moshe Rabbeinu felt out of Karas Tov. And the Medrash says, Hamasha Omer, Be'er Sheshal says, Bomayim, Al Tisur Bo'evin, a fountain that gives you water to drink, don't throw a rock in it. So there's got to be a deeper message over here. Moshe Rabbeinu, Dafka didn't want to take vengeance. Kadosh Baruch Hu just told you, take vengeance upon Klal Yisrael. Moshe says, no, thank you, Hashem. I'm going to send someone else. What is the deeper message now in this Medrash? And how can we apply it back to our life, specifically now, in the 3 weeks? So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in Sichos Musar has a beautiful Yisod. He says, when it comes to Hakaras HaTov, Hakaras HaTov isn't just saying thank you right when this person gives you a favor. Hakaras HaTov is a lifelong feeling. When someone does something good for you, when someone does a favor for you, when someone does something nice for you, that the feeling of a Karas HaTov is not just, it's not a minimal, it's not something that just leaves, it's something that it should be forever, it's something that should be eternal, it's something that it should be, that it stays with you. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. Moshe said, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you want us to take Nekama against the Midyan? 100%, no problem. But I can't do it, because I have a Karas HaTov to Midyan, because that's where I grew up. And I want to say, Rav Chaim Shmuel says, I don't think he quotes this, but I actually want to say that this is actually Moshe Rabbeinu's one of his defining qualities. Because he was Moshe Anov Mikol Adam, because he was so humble, humility and proper gratitude actually go hand in hand. And if you actually look in the Sefer, Talmud B'Yodo, I saw this brought down by one of the great new Sfarim of today, Rabbi Benjamin Yudin, Shlita from Fairlawn. He quotes on page 57, he quotes the Sefer, Talmud B'Yodo. And he says the following question, the Sefer Talmud B'Yodo asks. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu davens for Miriam. Miriam got sick from Tzaras, and she was healed. Why didn't Moshe also daven for himself? We know famously the Yalkut Shimoni tells us in Shemos, Kuf Samech Vav, that Moshe Rabbeinu was put in front of a hot, some fiery coals, and some gold. And the Medrash says over there that Moshe Rabbeinu was going for the crown. Paro wanted to see what he was going for. And what happened? An angel came and smacked his hand, and his hand then touched the coals, and he touched his mouth. Moshe Rabbeinu Dafka didn't daven for himself, says the Sefer Talmud B'Yodah, to be healed. Why? Because he didn't want his speech defect. He didn't want his speech challenge to be removed, because then he might have forgotten the miracle that happened. And he wanted to have the proper Karas HaTov to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he saved his life, even just as a small baby. That's why it says the Talmud B'Yodo, he only died for Miriam, and didn't die for himself. Why? Because he always wanted to have that feeling of a Karas HaTov. And if he would have been healed, the feeling of gratitude would have left him. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't strike Midian because he grew up there. And he also says the Sefer Talmud B'Yodo, he didn't daven for his speech impediment, his speech defect, to be able to be healed. Why? Because he always wanted to have the proper Karas HaTov to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And a third place where Moshe Rabbeinu also, we know, has a proper Karas HaTov, it's brought down by the Chidah, the Sefer Midbar Kedamos on Meir Chaf. Why is it that Moshe didn't strike the Nile River and also do the offer by do Kinim and didn't do the Makah of Dam? Says the Chidah, because we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was in the Teva when his mother put him in, when his mother Yocheved put him in the Teva, and the Yaor and the Ofer which buried the Egyptian that he buried, those things saved him. Those things saved his life. So Moshe Rabbeinu has such a sensitivity to natural things, how much more so we have to be able to take these messages of Hakar Satov not only to natural things, not to water, to dust, but also to people as well. It's not just a little thing. So we see, all starting from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, why Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to strike the Minyanim, because he grew up there and he wanted to have the proper Hakar Satov, even though it was years later, mamish years later, and maybe it was even different people. At the end of the day, he had proper Hakar Satov. And this was Moshe Rabbeinu's defining quality. The Sefer Talmud Biyodu says that why didn't he daven for his speech defect to leave? Because he wanted to always remember the miracle of the angel, what the angel did for him. And that's why he didn't do the Makos by the Nile River and by the Ofer and by Dam. So what is the Dafka? When someone says thank you, what is that coming from? Let's talk a little bit about what the word, how do you say thank you in Hebrew? The word how do you say thank you is Hoda'ah. Hoda'ah, Modim. Says Rabbi Yitzhak Huttner, Modim, Hoda'ah also comes on the lashon of Moda, to admit. When you say thank you, you're admitting to the other side, you're admitting to the other thing, to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you couldn't do it without you. That's the ultimate thing. When a person has that true anava, Moshe Rabbeinu had the Moshe anav mikol adam. When you're humble, you admit you can't do things by yourself, then you have the proper Hakar Satov. When you realize that you need other people, when you realize you need a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that breeds really humility. And finally, from the Chosdo of Lublin, Chosdo of Lublin says, you know what the power of Hakar Satov is? When someone says thank you to Kodesh Baruch Hu, we know we say in Halal, we'll say Halal this week, Hodu Hashem next week, Hodu Hashem ki toiv, ki dolem chazdo. Thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, and his kindness should endure forever. But the Chosdo says something even more powerful. The Chosdo says, Hodu Hashem ki toiv. You say thank you to the Ribbono Shel Olam for the good and gives in your life, then ki lolam chasdo. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed will endure forever. The more a person thinks the Ribbono Shel Olam, the more a person recognizes and really, really thinks the Ribbono Shel Olam for all the gifts that he has, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you think this is good? I'll show you what's good. And now we know the opposite also as well. When we complain, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, oh, you think this is bad? We know the Medrash says already by Tisha B'Av, when Meraglim are crying, you're crying. I'm going to give you a night. You'll see a night in the future, you'll be crying. It's all about attitude. It's all about perspective. The Chosdo says, the more we say thank you, Hodu Hashem Ki Tov, then Ki Lo Mechas, then it's kind of endure forever. Let's close with a famous story. Rav Gustman was a famous Rosh Hashiva. If you believe he had a Shiva in Eretz Yisrael called Netzach Yisrael. And we know Rav Gustman was very famous to water the bushes outside the yeshiva. And the Talmidim asked him one day, Rebbe, why are you? We could hire someone to do it. The Rosh Yeshiva should be learning. The Rosh Yeshiva should be in the Beis Midrash. Why do you feel so significant that you should leave the Beis Midrash to be able to go water the plants? He said, and when I was in the war, these are the bushes. The bushes camouflage me. They saved me from the Nazis. And I always have the proper Hakar Satov to the bushes for saving me. Even though there wasn't the same bushes, right? One was in Nazi Germany and Poland, whatever it was, and this is in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. Still, Rav Gustman had the real Hakar Satov to the bushes. So Kodesh Baruch Hu should bless us to take this message of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu felt this eternal gratitude to Midian. He felt this eternal gratitude to Midian, and that's why he didn't strike them. And Mezuz Hashem, if we become more people to be grateful, but to be thankful to others, to thank them to Kodesh Baruch Hu should shower with much kindness. Hodu Hashem ki tov, ki olam chazdo, Mezuz Hashem Yisbarach. And I think for the 3 weeks, the more a person realizes that he needs others, and that breeds, that takes away sin eschinim, that brings ava eschinim. And when you say thank you in a real smile, in a real way, that only breeds tremendous ava and tremendous ava eschinim. So if we do this, Bez Hashem, we really take upon ourselves to be able to work on our Hakar Satov, that'll bring more ava eschinim, and Bez Hashem, that'll bring the Binyan Bayis Shlishi, Bez Hashem Yisbarach. Have a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.